congratulations to you once again if you came up with James Earl Jones. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own audio player as well as those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus our unique listen by phone number at 631-359-8728.
Martin Luther King was a great man. Started as a child with great big dreams. He found words that changed people's lives. Said we could live together and we could be friends. Rosa Parks wouldn't back down. Started as a child with great big dreams. When they tried to send her to the back of the bus, Rosa Parks spoke for all of us. If it's not easy to do, you gotta try a little harder. If it's tough to learn, you gotta get a little smarter. Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks tried to bring us all together with their big, big hearts. Martin Luther King took a hard road. It was the only way he could see. He didn't walk it all alone. He walked that road with dignity. Rosa Parks took the same path. She helped clear it in her own way. It wasn't easy, but it had to be done. Open that big, big hearts. Now we got to learn to live together. And we're getting closer every day I know. It started with a dream and a first step, but we still got a long way to go. So what can you do to make it better? Hey, what can you do to make the dreams come true? It may look like a mountain that can't be moved, but you never know what a little push might do. If it's not easy to do, you gotta try a little harder. If it's tough to learn, you gotta get a little smarter. Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks tried to bring us all together with their big, big hearts. All together with the big, big hearts. Bring us all together with the big, big hearts.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Trout Fishing in America, and Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks. Welcome, Brigadier. Welcome to this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. Our brigade charade puzzle is coming up in just a few moments.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to 2026 6x6, an art show of community-made pieces limited to a 6x6-inch canvas. The 2026 6x6 art show will open on February 6th at Assemble, located at 4824 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. All proceeds will benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth. More information on the 2026 6x6 art show is available at assemblepgh.org/6x6.
Interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression, are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
If you are wondering about what teens can do, today we have a poetry cafe where the subject is Bleak Midwinter. That's at noon, coming up on January 20th, a very Lynchian Foley workshop. On the 24th, planting seeds for the new year. That's at noon. Blog about it is January 27th at 4:30. You can download the calendar for the rest of January, as well as that for February, or simply scroll through it by going to slbradio.org. Or more directly, simply go to ymc.slbradio.org. In fact, that's the best way to go. If you go directly to ymc.slbradio.org, it will take you to what we call our youth hub. And that will tell you everything you need to know about programming, as well as how to register. Plus, special opportunities, too. Now, it's time for our brigade charade. This works by our giving you verbal clues for a word that we're looking for, as well as each syllable of that word. We have to use our words because our medium filters out the pictures before they reach you. Only radio is capable of preventing the pictures from coming into your home. So it gives you that privacy you've come to know and reliably expect from programs like ours. We're looking for a two-syllable word this week, two syllables. The clue is reading matter. Reading matter. And the first syllable is dude. The second syllable is certain. Once again, the overall clue is reading matter. I've never been given stage direction on how to present these clues before. Syllable one is dude. Syllable two is certain. Do you think you know it?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck. I hope we'll hear from you. Here is Ann Hills at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Rained again last night. Streets are slowly drying. Sunlight's not too bright. I don't believe it's trying. I never used to care. It wouldn't cross my mind. You'd be surprised the things I notice now. Mailman's overdue. Man upstairs is typing. My neighbor has the flu. I can hear his wife, she's griping. I never used to care. It wouldn't cross my mind. You'd be surprised the things I notice now. Sitting on my window seat, just watching my day walk by. There's a lot of people I should meet. If I could find a reason why. There's a whole lot of things I gotta get up and do, like finding you.
Moving on. Look what I've collected.
Saturday Light Brigade. That's Allison Brown and Steve Martin with Jackson Brown on the vocal. The song is called Dear Time. Safe, Sensible, and Sane is the album it appears on from Allison Brown and Steve Martin. And you heard The Things I Notice Now, song I really enjoy from Ann Hills. I hope you enjoyed it too. We're in the midst of our brigade charade puzzle. Tommy is going to give us the answer in a few moments, but I want to give you one more shot at coming up with it. This one's been hard for a lot of folks. The clue is reading matter. Syllable one, the clue is dude. Syllable two, the clue is certain. I have to give syllable one more time. It is dude. And syllable two, The clue is Zeiten. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We'll give you about a minute to share or text your answer. And then we will speak with Tommy and perhaps you at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB Radio. Tom and McCandless got the correct answer. So did John and Addie in East Deer. And Mike in Mars also got it. And Kathy and Tyonesta came up with it. And good morning to Carrie. Thanks for your nice note. Carrie and grandson Stephen are headed to a wrestling invitational at Union City High School this morning. Thank you, Craig and Megan, for your kind note. And we now say hello to Tommy. Good morning.
Good morning.
You came up with this pretty rapidly. A number of people.
I did. Sure came very fast.
Right.
That's but I'm trying to figure out man sure, guy sure. It's because I live on the south side of Richmond, bro is pretty common.
Yeah, so the synonym for dude, or what I meant to imply with dude, is bro.
That took a minute, but it came.
Well, I charged you. And a bro sure, of course, is reading material.
Reading matter.
Have you ever noticed you could have a brochure? Maybe you're on an airplane or a bus or a waiting room of a doctor, and all you might have is like a trifold brochure, and maybe you don't have a phone, that's all you've got. You'll read, at least I will, every single word of it. You'll start to evaluate.
If I'm in somebody's kitchen, I read what's on the refrigerator. You know, I just have to read everything that's around me. So
that can be.
I guess it's part of my OCD. I think I just can't resist.
Well, it also
whatever's there.
It can be extremely revealing to read what's on a refrigerator in a nice way. You get to discover what's there. And I was auditing our refrigerator the other day, the surface of it, and I couldn't believe how many magnets we had for businesses that are either no longer relevant to us or are no longer in business. That must be the best, the longest lasting bit of swag that you can give out. They are just there forever. That and a jar opener that I noticed Ricky had out the other day that had a mayoral candidate on it that I've not thought about in years.
Five magnets on the refrigerator.
Five altogether?
Yeah. I've got two Costa Ricas and one Puerto Rico. Yeah. I've got a friend who likes to travel to other countries, and he always sends me a magnet.
Maybe we need to do SLB magnets. That might be fun.
Hey, good idea.
Mailable. Yeah, highly mailable, easy to distribute. Now that chips are used in most credit cards, we wouldn't have to worry about, any kind of reaction like that. We'll look into that. We'll get our research department to take a look at it.
That's a good idea to me. Yeah. I saw a cartoon one time was a refrigerator repairman. was had a refrigerator. He was behind the refrigerator. It was all torn apart. He said, "Ah, here's your problem. You had so many magnets on the door that stopped the motor."
I have seen some that way. Absolutely. Well, Tommy, good to hear from you. Thanks for checking in.
All right.
And congratulations, Amy in Mount Lebanon. Good morning. Nice to hear from you. She also came up with syllable one. Dude is bro. Syllable two. Certain is sure. And you put them together. And you get brochure. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up with our high clue in about 10 minutes.
Get out those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. All they sound scratchy, those songs really were catchy, especially when they said I love you so. I used to beg you over and over just to set the wedding day. To get you courtable, I'd bring my portable. We'd dance the night away to all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. I'd bring my portable, we'd dance the night away to all those old,
all the ones about records,
those old
all the
phonograph
ones about
records,
you.
The ones we used to play so long ago.
Washing machine, the one that we ain't got around here no more. And I sure do miss that big round tub and them stomping, swinging sounds. And I miss them groovy puddles on the floor. Doing just sits there in all its glory on Monday morning, way over in the corner of the basement, going. But the old one went. Well, I cried when I see that brand new automatic washing machine. 'Cause I'm sentimental for the old machine still yet. 'Cause the old one really looks like a real live washing machine. But the new one just looks more like a television set. New one just sits there going, But the old one went. Yeah.
the Saturday Light Brigade with John Hartford, getting each and every syllable out on that. The High Water Jug Band before that, and Get Out Your Old Records, and a couple additional Saturday Light Brigade charges that I missed, a few folks playing along on Facebook that I wanted to acknowledge, and those, Susan came up with the correct answer, or it might have been the other Susan, and Richard also was able to solve our brochure puzzle. Syllable one, dude, was bro, and syllable two, certain, was sure, and still is. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from slbradio.org. Saturday Light Brigade with Ann Burnell. The best things in life are free. If Ricky and I fought hard enough, we could share with you our parody of that song. I can only remember some of the lyrics offhand. But it starts... Coupons belong to everyone. You buy one and get one free. And it goes downhill from there.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's spatialaudio.com.
I think it continued with something like, select one, collect one for everyone. It's a token economy. Something like that.
Be the first to learn about upcoming on-air guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Our 13th annual live teen-hosted talk show called Streaming Justice takes place on MLK Day this coming Monday. We hope you'll join us. It starts at 3 o'clock, Monday, January 19th. It will air live until 6, and you can actually call and talk with the teen hosts. And then it will continue until midnight. You can tune in at youthexpress.org. And I turn to Ricky and ask, has she audited today's High Clue? And I've received thumbs up indicating she has done so. 17 syllables leading to one correct answer. This one is, it could have been a little easier had I written it differently, but we'll see how you do. This Belgian man made a musical instrument bearing his last name. This Belgian man made a musical instrument bearing his last name. We'd love to have you join us on the radio.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck. We hope to hear from you here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Neil and Leandra now, with a song for Martin Luther King Day on Monday.
Black suit, shaving kit and shiny shoes, dusted off an old suitcase, tucked in my Bible and a bottle of booze. $50 in my pocket, try to get me a cheap room for 3 days and it's over. It's just something I've got to do. I'm ready for Memphis. Gonna be a big meeting there. A whole lot could happen. There's just something in the sweet magnolia. Shotgun, I just look out my window and stare. Pick away at my sack lunch. My wife packed it before work. She thinks I'm crazy. She's afraid that I'll get hurt, but I'm ready for Memphis. It's gonna be a big meeting there. A whole lot could happen. There's just something in the sweet magnolia. Streets are deserted, I guess because it's so early. Garbage pile on the corners, I pick up an old paper and read. Feels like a storm coming, the air is hot and sticky. I better find my motel room so I can wash up and be ready.
Seat.
Don't say it can't be done.
The battle's just begun.
Take it from Dr. King to King Lane to sing, so drop the gun.
You can sing this with us. I'll give you the words. Don't say it can't be done.
Don't say it can't be done.
Good. The battle's just begun. Take it from Dr. King.
Take it from Dr. King.
Let's sing those three lines.
Don't say it can't be done.
Good.
The battle's just begun.
Take it from Dr. King. You too can learn to sing. So drop the gun. Now you know the whole chorus.
Don't say it can't be done.
Just begun.
Take it from Dr. King.
You too can learn to sing. So drop the gun. Song. Kept them going. They didn't know all the millions of seeds that they were sowing. They were singing on the marches, even singing. Hey,
songs gave them courage to believe they would not fail. Don't say it can't be done, the battle's just begun. We sang by our banner 1955. But since September 11th, may this world survive. But if the world learns the lessons from Dr. King, we can survive, we can,
we will.
And so we sing. Don't say it can't be done, the battle just begun. Singing better and better and better. Put them together. Don't say you can't. The battle just begun. Take it from Dr. King. You two can learn to sing the drop again.
Pete Seeger with a song for Dr. Martin Luther King. On today's Saturday Light Brigade, Neil and Leandra with another called Ready for Memphis. Here is this morning's High Clue. One more time. This Belgian man made a musical instrument bearing his last name. 412-200-5975. Here's hoping you'll join us in a moment. I believe we have Tom and Susie. You're welcome too. Jim in Blackridge has the correct answer, and so does Kathy and Taya Nesta. And Drew also knew it. So did John and Addie in East Deer. Some folks have the full name of the person we're looking for, although the last name we accepted too. Dan and Mercer had a great guess. It is not the sousaphone, but there is another musical instrument named for a person. Jim in Crafton Heights has it, so does John in Economy, and Tommy in Virginia, and Richard, who is in Robinson Township this morning. Did you come up with it? Mike in Alabama had a great guess of Glockenspiel. He's driving to Atlanta today with Jaylene and listening on the way. It's becoming easier and easier to listen online even while you're driving. We're glad you're doing it. What if I told you that this man's first name is Adolf? And he was raised in what is now Brussels, Belgium. And eventually went to Paris, actually, where most of his inventions came to be. He created many modifications of clarinets and other reed instruments, but eventually came up with one bearing his name. And the biggest hint is probably the song you hear in the background right now. Susie joins us on the radio. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Good morning. You knew this eventually. You came up with it. And who is it?
Adolf Sachs.
Adolf Sachs, indeed. And he invented the saxophone. after lots of experimentation and working in music. Did you know that just based on the clues, or how did that come to you?
I was a good librarian and I looked it up.
Good. That's nothing wrong with that. He relocated to Paris when he was in his late 20s, almost 30, and that's when he started to do some work, and he developed the precursor to the saxophone in the 1840s, and then eventually patented the saxophone. And I thought I had the year of that in front of me, and I don't, but I think it was 1846, if my, yes, 1846 was the year he patented it. He also invented, the guy was into branding. He invented the saxotromba, the sax horn, and the sax tuba, and also redesigned the bass clarinet in a way that is still used. And he played flute and clarinet. Interesting guy. In all the years we've chatted, I don't think I've ever asked you if you played a musical instrument or play one.
A little bit of piano. I started in fifth grade, and I had three teachers, each dropping out, not because of me, but the one had to move because her husband's job changed, and the other one just decided that she wanted to be the rehearsal pianist for the high school. And the third one was my mother, who adopted my sister and then found out she was pregnant with my brother. So I can say I can play like one or two songs on the piano.
That's that's about as good as I am too. My mom was a great piano player, and she taught me to the degree I was willing to be taught. And as is often a cliche statement, I wish I'd stayed with it a little longer.
Yeah, I do too.
But I got to the point where I was pretty good at a couple Beatles songs and a few Fats Waller songs. She had the Fats Waller songbook that I think I still have the original family copy of that somewhere. But, you know, she, I've told the story before, she had a brain injury, more or less an aneurysm. And during her recovery, one of the breakthroughs was her ability to play the piano out of nowhere. She just started playing the piano flawlessly and perfectly. And I think that led to more and more of the circuitry being connected in her brain, and it was just miraculous to witness that.
Oh, sure. So, well, I mean, music is such a is so. I mean, the brain and music, and the brain and also sense of smell; those two are like so strong.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
With sense of smell, I think of that frequently, because as we ask people to share memories, when we collect oral histories, every now and then, we haven't done it very often, you know, we'll bring in a fresh loaf of bread or other smells, and people will think of things. It's really amazing how that works. Well, Susie,
what a good idea.
Well done. It's good to talk to you. Hope you're feeling better. I know you mentioned earlier your sinuses are acting up.
Yes. And I'll be in this. I'm in my boot, which I'll be in for the next, you know, like nine weeks probably. So.
Well, yes, you have a stress fracture. Ricky had mentioned. Well, good luck. Take care of yourself. And Rich in Freeport mentioned that the theremin is also an instrument named after its inventor, Leon Theremin. And Jim in Blackridge sent a photo, actually a little video. And Jim, is that you playing saxophone in that? It looks like it might be. Along with daughter, son-in-law, and two grandsons. Kathy had the correct answer, too. And may I present to you Tom in McCandless, who joins us now. Hi, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you. By the way, if you want to share anything else about the saxophone, maybe you play it or know more about it, feel free to call us at 412-200-5975. What gave it away to you, Tom?
Well, to me, it was a pure guess, okay? But it was an educated guess. Because right now I'm reading a book about the history of the acoustic guitar.
Hmm.
And the Martins, who I guess make guitars.
They do.
And they were from Saxony, Germany.
Huh.
And in the book it mentioned that Saxony, Germany is well known over time, I mean like probably back 200 or 300 years ago, for making excellent musical instruments. So that meant I thought of the word sax, and I thought of the word saxophone. And I thought, well, maybe it was a saxophone. And then it was, and it made me think, like, you know, did he change his name from whatever to sax because he wanted his instruments to reflect the quality of Saxony, you know?
I'm looking. His dad's name was Charles Joseph Sachs, and he was given the name Antoine Joseph, but he became known as Adolf, spelled A-D-O-L-P-H-E, in childhood. His parents also created instruments, mostly design changes, including some variations of French horns and flutes and clarinets, but I don't see any reference to what you referred to, but that's interesting.
Yeah, the book is called The Devil Is In It, and I heard that phrase somewhere, you know, like, and I can't remember exactly where. And the author says that the phrase came from Longfellow in a letter to some friend of his. But I thought that phrase was applied to the guitar by, you know, like, relatively recently. You know, in my mind. And he hasn't really said where it's applied to the guitar. He just happened to say it came up from Longfellow. And I thought, well, maybe like during the 50s when Elvis was out there, people would say, you know, bad things about him because he shook his hips or something.
Well, right, and he's playing the devil's music, they would say.
Yeah.
But that book's called The Devil Is In It.
Right.
That's a new one to me.
Yeah, it was just published. I just got it from the library. I'm not only maybe about 20% into the book, but he's up to the ukulele in Hawaii. And how the guitar has kind of been popular and then not popular, and then like the banjo took over, and then the mandolin took over, and now the ukulele's taking over. So I'm just getting slowly into the 50s.
I'm looking at it. It's written by John Stubbings, and just came out in September of 2025. The Devil Is In It, A History of the American Acoustic Guitar. Looks like a worthwhile read. Well,
have you ever heard that phrase, the devil is in it? Is it related to the guitar?
Not in the guitar. I've heard, you know, the devil is in the details.
In the what?
In the details. The devil is in the details.
Okay.
But the devil is in it. I just Googled it quickly, and all I got were reviews of the book.
Yeah.
So not the expression.
Yeah, I looked in Bartlett's and I under guitar and I didn't come up with anything. So I'll just have to wait. Maybe he'll explain who said it. You know, maybe it was Oral Roberts or somebody. I don't know, some evangelist.
I have a feeling, given guitar design, it might be the devil is in the details, and the number of details that are required to make a playable instrument that has so many variables as a guitar. At least that's my guess.
But, yeah, he was talking about the different designs inside the guitar to affect the sound and, you know, the quality. You know, quality guitars go to more trouble to put certain types of patterns as far as the supports and different things that affects. So maybe that's what he's talking about, the details.
Sounds like a good book. Ed Stubbings, the author, and it's a book about the making of an acoustic guitar. I get books from the library all the time, and frequently, if they're really popular, you have to wait 6 to 8
right.
weeks, but that's not so bad. One just came into my onto my bookshelf, as the library calls it, and I don't remember why I wanted to read it, but I'm going to trust that there was a reason. I probably heard an author interviewed and decided
right.
I would like to read the book, but it's a science fiction book about artificial intelligence, and I don't know.